Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business here in the 805. And, of course, I hope that everyone had an incredible Thanksgiving and you ate great food, saw great family, and just enjoyed your moment. You know, this was a little bit different for me because my dad wasn't here. Now I don't have my mom and dad. They're always going to be in my heart. But really, take it from me, honestly, is enjoy every single moment. They are so precious, and we never know when that time is over. So with that, I do want to remind you to you can call us and share anything that you want to share with us at 805-419-0008. You can email me at kim@kpshow.org. I'd love to reach out to you. And also follow us on our podcast. And, of course, that is the Kim Pagano Show. Follow us all the way through our social because every day I'm listing and posting things to inspire you to live your best life. And, of course, we always start our show with something uplifting. And today's is gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. Really, every day and every night, either before you go to bed or when you wake up, just go through your list and just close your eyes and just look at all the things that we have to be grateful because the world is a little uneasy right now. So I'm so glad that you are tuning in here to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I have my first guest. He's been on my show before. I love when I bring somebody back because they're so inspiring. And we've got Vincent Jenna. He is a psychic, therapist, medium, spiritual teacher, and of course, the author of The Secret That's Holding You Back. We all have something that we need to break through. And I actually just did my first online show, and it will be releasing in YouTube shortly, but it was breaking through whatever you're going through. And of course, today we're going to be talking a little bit about what is the real definition of thankfulness. And so let's welcome Vincent. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Kim, for having me back again. I'm actually so glad that you don't do video because you'll see how much I enjoyed Thanksgiving then. Oh, boy.
There you go. Hey, you know what? What was your favorite meal there? What was your favorite thing?
I make Italian stuffing and also a very special sweet potato casserole. Those are the two things we love the most. We only have them one time a year.
There you go. We make an octopus salad. I know people might go, ew, but it's incredible. And then I love my sweet potatoes. So, yeah. Well, we'll have to, compare
our recipes.
I love that. I love that one. I'm so glad that you had an enjoyable Thanksgiving. And it really is. It's kind of one of my favorite times of the year. No gifts, just really getting together with people and really just telling them how thankful you are to be in our lives, right? So
that word, yes, thankful. Thankful and gratitude. You use gratitude a lot just now recently. But do you know that most people have no idea what it really means?
That's interesting.
Yes.
So what is the real definition of thankfulness?
Well, all right. Here, if you look it up in the dictionary, thankfulness, it says, things that you are grateful for. Okay, now you go and you look up the word grateful, and it says things that you appreciate. Well, if you look up the word appreciate, it says things that you're thankful for. So the interesting thing is
chasing our tails a little bit, right?
Yes, it's you're trying to define one word without having defined the other word, and you're using the same words to define each other. So we say it all the time, right? Well, we're so thankful. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you for the glass of water. Oh, thank you for dinner tonight. I appreciate it. Thank you for holding the door open for me, right? All of these things that we say thank you for without understanding the meaning, and more importantly, it's the feeling behind the words that count more than the words count. And let me tell you what they really mean. To be thankful for something means the joy that you have received out of something in your life, out of something somebody gave you, out of an experience that you went through, out of something you accomplished. Nobody's thinking about the joy of it. Okay, and then that's the reason to be thankful, because you're appreciating and enjoying the joy and the love and the experience, right? And the happiness that goes behind it. So now why do we say thank you to somebody else? Because they brought us joy, right? If you go back to the first Thanksgiving and the whole reason for it, the Indians here in America helped teach the pilgrims that came in how to grow food here, right? Because they didn't know how to use this soil. They had different soil back in England where they came from. And so over here, they didn't know. They weren't successful in growing their food. So the Indians took the time and in friendship taught them how to do that. And then even brought over some of their food that they prepared out of what they had grown to share. And so in wanting to let them feel joy back now, because the pilgrims felt such joy that the Indians helped them, they wanted the Indians to feel joy, and that's why they created Thanksgiving. You come to our feast now so that we can show you how much joy and happiness you brought us. It's all about that. It's not just a word. It's feelings, and that's the whole reason, Kim, why we have to pay attention to it, because every Thanksgiving we sit there, right? And what does the family do, all right? They go around to the kids and the other family members. Everybody go around and say why you're thankful. Well, I'm thankful for my mommy and daddy. Well, I'm thankful I got a bicycle this year. Well, I'm thankful that I didn't get fired at work. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's like you're just saying things, but you're not feeling things, right? It's the joy that you received out of being able to create your life, being able to fulfill it, being able to go after dreams. That's what it's about.
I love that. I love that so much, Vincent. And what an appropriate time to really be speaking of this and the feeling and understanding the true meaning of gratitude that helps us to be thankful for the right reasons. And so how does gratitude create special energies from that emotion?
That's the whole reason why we need to pay attention to the meaning of it, Kim, because once you are feeling joy and you are feeling love because of something that was created either for you, given to you, or that you created, you are raising your vibrational energy. It happens automatically. That's why love and feelings and emotions are so important. Anytime that you feel a negative emotion, you're bringing your vibration down. Anytime you feel a positive, loving emotion, you're raising your vibration. And when you raise your vibration, you're actually matching the vibrations of other wonderful things. You're opening the doorway to receive more, for more to come in. It's just like, you know, everything begets everything. So if you're feeling happiness, guess what? More things happen because of the law of attraction and the law of manifesting. You're bringing in and attracting more of that you just raised. That's why it's so important to raise the positive vibrations and the positive emotions rather than the negative ones, because certainly you don't want to bring in more negative. However, think of those people that walk around, that believe that they have a cloud always following them, that everything that they touch turns to garbage, right? More stuff negative happens. So if it happens that
way, you put out to the universe is what you really create. And so change that energy? Like, I mean, can you fake it till you make it?
Oh, I love that. Can you fake it until you make it? Well, only partially. And I'll tell you why. Because the law of attraction goes and is connected to your unconscious mind. That's what my book is all about, is the secret that's holding you back. So the law of attraction is connected to the unconscious mind, not the conscious mind. So if the conscious mind is saying, oh, I'm so grateful, oh, I feel such joy, oh, I'm so happy, but the unconscious mind is saying, no, you're not, you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you're not deserving of all of this, then no, you're not going to receive what you're trying to. And that's one of the reasons why people have a hard time. I'm happy, I'm joyous, I'm thankful, but I'm not receiving anything. Well, are you really thankful? Are you really? So, yes, you have to practice feeling it in order for it to start happening. And it's interesting because it's an easy process, but it's a difficult practice because you want to do it all the time. You want to be aware of it. You want to be aware of that joy rather than all of the negative things. And right now, because of the way the world is going, that's actually part of healing the world. You being thankful and joyous of all the wonderful, loving, joyous things you've created and was brought to you, you're feeding into the positive pool of energy, and you're actually affecting other people and other humans here, and you can change things and heal things that are going on here by feeding into that positively.
Wow, I love that. And let me ask you, let's talk about your book, of course. And I mean, not only your book, you're a psychic therapist. First, let's go there. Psychic therapist, what does that mean? Do you help people change their energy?
Well, you see, I get in, as a psychic, I get into the human mind, right? And I see all the things that are in there, all the gifts, all the talents, all the beauties, but I also see all the darkness. Right. And so as a therapist, because I did go back to school, I got my psychotherapy degree. I know how the human mind works. I wanted to be sure that I understood that so I would cause no harm and that I would only be able to help my client. So I go in there and then I also help them deal with how to turn that around, how to change the darkness around into the light. And that will automatically raise their vibration. And as they raise their vibration, more positive things happen for them. And so that's why I combine my psychic skills, my mediumship skills. And by the way, Kim, I have to tell you right now, Mom and Dad celebrated with you. They're there with you. They are not gone. They're watching over you. They're so proud of who you are. They get to see all of you now, that even if they didn't see it all while they were alive, they see it all now. They see who you are. And they're loving every moment and everything that you do. So they're there with you. So everybody has to remember that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That really is nice. You know what's interesting? You know, I always thought both my parents were pretty spiritual. And I could, like, you know when you're going to call somebody and then they call you? And that was, you know, I have that with my children, too. It's pretty, I mean, I think we're all in sync, you know? And so, but I haven't seen a sign, and I lost my mom 7 years ago now. And, you know, I feel like, and I was with my dad till the second he passed. How do you look for signs like that? Am I looking in the wrong places?
I know, it's really hard. Here's the difficult part, Kim. Think of a channel being in your heart. Okay, that channel or a hallway or a connection, an umbilical cord. But I like the idea of a channel that you can, or tunnel that you can go through. That's a connection between your conscious mind and your soul's mind. And your soul is connected to the other side. And it's very easy for your soul to be able to communicate with passed on loved ones, okay, or anybody, angels, source. But that channel has to be open. Every time you feel love, every time you feel positive, every time you feel joy, the channel opens very easily and messages can come through. But when you feel sadness, when you feel grief, when you feel anything negative, the channel closes. Well, the reason why you haven't felt your father is because just the same as you and me, we're about the same age, right? When our parents go, it's like, okay, we're orphans now. And there's a sadness there that's a little bit more than even was before. So your channel just shut down a bit. That's all. But if you can remember that they're still there, they're still around you, that they're being better now because they don't have any of that hurt, any of that pain, any of the physical suffering. They've got nothing but love surrounding them. We've got the rest of the world surrounding us right now. And so they're doing great. And if you can look at it in that way, you open up the channel, you will receive messages. They'll come in a dream. That just keep your eyes and ears open and talk with them and say, all right, come on, guys, I can accept it now. This is good. All right. Yes, I'm sad that you're gone, but come on, let's get so that way you can help me and remain spiritual on a spiritual path here. Let me know you're doing great over there. Send me signs. I like butterflies.
Right.
I like cargo.
I love that. Vincent, I'm going to have you back again because we have to go. But again, happy holidays. And I'm definitely going
to
connect
too.
With you. So thank you so much for being a guest here.
Anytime.
Please
Kim,
share our show
so
with everyone. Thank you. Thank you again. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Kim Shapira, and we'll be right back.
Let me tell you. Girl, you my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do say, girl. I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Thanksgiving weekend. And I hope that everybody had lots and lots to eat. I love the turkey sandwiches afterwards with a little bit of, I don't eat a lot of bread, but I do love my honey bread. And it's probably going to not go with our next guest, Kim Shapiro. Six simple rules to transform your relationship with food and to become your healthiest self. Kim, are you there?
Hi, good morning. morning.
Good. How was your Thanksgiving?
This week is so much fun and festive. I'm loving it. What about you?
I am too. It just brings all the family together. And you know what I love about it? You don't have to worry about gifts. It's just about being appreciative and having all the thankfulness is what we're kind of talking about here. So
I wish there was even more emphasis on the family time, the gratitude, and the thankfulness. That's my hope for everyone listening to this.
I love that. Kim, tell us a little bit about yourself. And of course, how did you come up with the 6 rule method?
I am a registered dietitian. So I've been in private practice for 25 years. And I basically have been preaching and coaching the same 6 simple, non-negotiable rules and hoping that they become a new automatic way for people. They become a value system, right? I just decided to put it in a book and open it to the world rather than just keep it confined to my clients. And I was noticing, first started my practice way back when, telling people what to eat, which is kind of like what we're trained to do in graduate school. And it worked until it didn't work. That's pretty much how the diet world works. And so with a major emphasis on sustainability and how to maintain weight loss or maintain your health, that's what really drove me to, you know, write this book and get this message out. And they're very simple, right? Eat when you're hungry, move your body, drink water, sleep. But the practice of them is the hard part. And it's so heavily layered in our emotional, you know, status in the moment why they have to be practiced so they become automatic.
Yeah. Kim, is this your first book?
This is my first book. Yeah.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
And where is your practice?
My practice is in Los Angeles.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
So let's,
much on Zoom.
Oh, I know. Everybody is. Isn't that amazing? That's the only great thing that came of COVID, I guess I would say. And
yeah.
We are all, it's accepted now. So, and you know what? I mean, it's a little, you know, I don't want to say because I try not to do multitasking, but you can, you know, do your appointments and then go do something else. Do, you know, get your laundry done. I don't know. But anyways, so question. Okay. One, so many people don't realize that our gut is our brain to our body. And so you can really heal the lining of your gut by, you know, eating better, sleeping better. I mean, all those kind of things, correct?
Yeah, 100%. You can. I mean, our body is self-regulating and self-healing. We just have to give it the support it needs. But I think people need, not only do they need to know that they can heal their gut, they mm-hmm. need to know what they're healing their gut from. So when people talk about inflammation, I'm just going to like run through the list of symptoms so people why they should heal their gut and it can be done like really quickly. So inflammation looks like headache, clearing your throat, tearing eyes, runny nose, heartburn, burping, bloating, sour stomach, nausea, gas, diarrhea, constipation, joint pain, itchy skin. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Yeah.
And so, okay, so give us your steps. Talk to us about your 6 simple rules.
If you're talking about healing your gut, there's like a few mm-hmm. things you should know. So just to go over that, that would be adding a few things to your diet. So that would be making sure that you're having flaxseed, chia seed, or hemp seed, something with omega-3s.
Okay.
Then you would also be wanting to have a variety of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and a good probiotic, and like a healthy dose of fiber every day, about 25 to 30 grams. So that is how you basically heal your gut, and then also eliminating foods that make you sick. So I definitely get into that in rule number 2. So rule number 1 is to eat when you're hungry.
Okay.
Take your normal portion, cut it in half, and wait 15 minutes to see if you need more. Like really.
Okay.
Quick.
And do you think breakfast is important?
I think being hungry for breakfast is important. So I think that there's like a lot happening there, right? We should be hungry.
Okay.
And a
you
lot
don't
of people
eat just because you eat. Yeah, I mean, there's times that I wake up in the morning and I'm like so hungry. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And then there's times that I go like half my day and then I'm like, oh, I probably should eat something, you know?
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. When you wake up hungry in the morning, is that like, in your opinion, a good sign or not?
No,
a good
it's
sign?
A bad sign.
Oh, no. Okay.
So oh, is it a good sign? Because, yeah. You know, it means like I don't know. What do you think?
Let me tell you what it means, please. Okay. So, like, imagine waking up and not having to pee. Would you go to the doctor?
So I guess it's my body saying, I'm hungry. You need to go eat something.
It's a healthy sign that your metabolism is roaring. And so people
oh.
who don't get hungry actually gain weight and can't lose weight. So the goal is to be hungry, but not to stay hungry, right? Like if we have a full bladder and we don't urinate, we're going to have like
right.
toxins build up and, you know, risk for infection. So
okay.
our body communicates all day long with us.
Okay.
And we need to
listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. Well, I'm glad you asked me that question because that's good. I don't usually wake up starving in the morning, you know, so it was like, but I do my 10K steps, okay? That is, like, one of the things that I'm constantly doing every day because I try to move my body. I never used to realize how sleep is so important, and you call it the new anti-aging serum, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I think being in your body, since we are spending our whole lives in it, and understanding how we can communicate and honor it, is probably the single most important thing we can do for ourselves in our life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even emotional. I mean, you know, that's even another thing that we need to know our emotions. Like, you know, so many people hide their feelings and don't let their feelings out, so they don't know that either.
Yeah. I mean, we are emotional people, you know,
yeah.
humans are emotional, and it's
yeah.
not that we aren't going to have emotions. It's having the learning how to respond and having
mm-hmm.
space between the thought and the action to eat or not to eat, and really being mindful, okay, I'm anxious today, or I'm stressed in this moment, or I'm bored right now, and really knowing where our mind is
mm-hmm.
so we can bring it back, right? That's what mindfulness is. That's what meditation helps with, the practice of bringing your mind back to this moment. So you're not really thinking about, what am I having for Thanksgiving dinner? What am I going to do on New Year's? Because you're not even there. You're here right now, and you need to
mm-hmm.
be in this moment focused on what your body is feeling. So if you're worried about Thanksgiving dinner, and that's where what you're thinking about on a Tuesday, then what happens is you could walk by food and not even realize what you're putting it in your mouth because you're anxious, and your mind is saying, putting that food in your mouth is more pleasurable than the way it feels in your body. So let's have a little fun right now. And the truth is that we can deal with the emotions. We can be uncomfortable a little bit, a lot actually. And we can also eat when we're hungry and put the food on hold until we are.
I like it. What are we going to find in your book? We need to have you back because there's so much. We haven't even barely touched on it. And we've got a crazy busy day today, but I am so excited to read your book. And I think anything that we can do to make our bodies healthier, our minds, our souls, all that stuff, you said we are truly our best friend. And
yeah.
if we can't help ourselves, then I don't know what to say to our listeners because this is really the best thing we could do for ourselves. So
yeah, there's one of my favorite quotes from Perks of Being a Wallflower. Says we accept the love we think we deserve. And I think it's so
mm-hmm.
profound and deep, and understanding what we feel like we deserve and then really fighting for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I love that, Kim. I love that. How do our listeners find your book?
You can find my book everywhere. So it's at Target,
okay.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Every bookstore has it. It's called This Is What You're Really Hungry For.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find me on Instagram or any social media app at Kim Shapira Method, and I'd love to hear from everybody and see how it's going and see how I can help you guys.
I love it, Kim. I'm going to connect with you. Also, please share our show and download our podcast so we can get you out there as well as us. And I'd love
yes.
to talk to you again.
Let's do it again. I would love it.
You got it. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life and Business. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, but stay with us. We got lots more for you. And, of course, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business.
Feels like I'm standing on the timeless stream.
Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
HypnoBabies is a best-selling hypnobirthing course with complete evidence-based childbirth education and includes medical-grade somnambulistic hypnosis. They incorporate binaural beats in their hypnosis tracks background music for hemispheric synchronization and deeper, more instant induction into hypnosis. Hypnobirthing students also enjoy eyes-open childbirth hypnosis during labor, remaining deeply in hypnosis and more comfortable even while walking, talking, and changing positions, being as mobile as they would like. HypnoBabies is well known for helping people create much shorter, easier, and more comfortable labors, making childbirth the joyful experience it was meant to be. Visit HypnoBabies.com. That's HypnoBabies.com, so you can have a joyful experience.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I hope that you're having a great weekend and monitoring your food. My next guest, I'm really excited to bring them on. Of course, John Lear, President and CEO of Parkinson's Foundation, and Dr. Kimmy, Parkinson's care partner, Gil. We're talking about November is National Family Caregivers. Well, I want to welcome both of you. Of course, John Lear, President and CEO of Parkinson's Foundation, and Gil Kim, Parkinson's advocate and caregiver. And, of course, we're talking about National Caregivers Month, and welcome both of you. Sometimes the caregivers get a little pushed to the side because everybody's worrying about their patients, and we need help, right? So welcome, and I'm excited to learn a little bit more. John, let's start with you. Why are caregivers so important? Obviously, I kind of know that answer, but for our listeners out there, right? It's almost like having your own private tribe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. There's 1 million Americans who are living with Parkinson's disease in the United States and 90,000 individuals who are newly diagnosed each year. And so every time somebody's diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, which is about every 6 minutes, that means somebody in their family, likely their spouse or there's children, a child, or somebody else in the family is becoming a care partner. It's not a role that most people expect to have in life, and it can come on at any time, frankly. You know, we take this time this month to acknowledge the great work of care partners in caring for their loved ones living with tough diseases like Parkinson's. And also to just say, listen, you know, if somebody's a care partner and you can help them, then you're helping the person living with the disease. It's really, it's all about, you know, stepping in and stepping up and helping people and being mindful of that.
I love that. I never heard it called care partners. I mean, that just says it all right there. You know, it's funny, my director on my radio show, I would say, your wife is your partner. He goes, no. She's my, you know, and I'm like, she is your partner. You don't realize it, but, and you know what?
Yeah.
It is. I love
that. It's really,
so Gil,
it's,
what is it? Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. It's just something we've started referring to it that way over the last couple of years for exactly that reason.
I love that. I love that. So important. Gil, what is important for caregivers to really remember?
When my wife Jenna was diagnosed, our life changed, not at all at once, but over time. When your loved one gets a Parkinson's diagnosis, you will spend a lot of time learning about the disease and understanding how to care for your loved one. Being a caregiver myself is a role that I grow into. It does not have to replace any existing role. I'm a husband, father, grandfather, retired engineer, and now I'm a care partner too. My responsibilities as a care partner have evolved over time as my wife's Parkinson has evolved. It can become overwhelming. In the beginning, I basically just provided more support for my wife. Today, she relies more on me to help with the effects of her Parkinson's. One thing for sure, care partners need to take care of themselves physically, mentally, and emotionally. For me, that looks like going to the gym regularly, having lunch with friends, and being involved with a faith family for spiritual connection. And remember, you've got to take care of yourself so you can take care of your loved one.
I love that. I love that, Gil. And you know what? I mean, we really, it's like you have to keep yourself on that list, you know, and we kind of forget. John, what are some of the common misconceptions about Parkinson's? Can you share with us?
Yeah, I think a lot of times people don't really understand what Parkinson's is. It's a progressive degenerative neurological disease. It definitely affects movement, people's ability to walk, to transfer, and so that's really important. But it's also, you know, a whole body disease. It affects, it can affect cognition. It can affect mental health. It affects the senses and sleep. And, you know, so it's a really complicated disease. That also means that people can, you know, as challenging as it can be, and they can also live a good quality of life. And the good quality of life really is, there's a number of key ingredients to that. One is taking medications on time. That's really first and foremost. Two is leading a healthy lifestyle, you know, eating well, resting, sleeping, doing all the things that's important in that. Exercise is critical. We used to say don't exercise because we were worried about people falling and injuring themselves. Now we say the exact opposite. It's probably the most important thing you can do beyond your medications. And then the last thing is having a great care partner, somebody to go through this journey with you to help you in your daily lives and your daily activities of living, and also to support each other as you go. Those are all the things. And I think if you have all those ingredients, you can have a good quality of life with Parkinson's disease.
Wow. I love that. I love that. I think you guys are nailing this, you know, I mean, and I love that care partner. I have to tell you, Gil, being a care partner, what are some ways that you think that could really help other, you know, care partners that you've gone through?
Well, thanks for asking. You got to find the people that will support you. That could be your friends, family, church members, or support group, maybe the peer caregiver. In the Parkinson's community, they are just saying, if you know one person with a Parkinson's, you know one person with a Parkinson's, meaning Parkinson's affects each person differently. It changes differently. Having a strong support system gives you access to others who have faced a similar situation, who can be with you through the difficult times. It can help eliminate the uncertainty and minimize the stress for care partners and their families. Remember, this can be a long and often demanding journey. You cannot do it alone. A strong support network is critical for your own well-being and the well-being of the person with a Parkinson's. And the Parkinson Foundation provides a wealth of resources to meet the care partner's needs.
I love it. I love it. And John, are there any other details about this Parkinson's disease or Parkinson's care partners we should be aware of?
Yeah, if you want to learn more about how to be a great care partner and all that's involved, we encourage people to go to our website, which is parkinson.org. That's parkinson.org. If you want to talk to somebody live and in person, we have a toll-free helpline, which is 800-4-PD-INFO. That's 800-4-PD-INFO. It's staffed by specialists in Parkinson's care, and they can walk somebody with the disease or somebody who's a care partner for the disease through what it takes to, you know, live well with Parkinson's disease. So we encourage people to go to either one of those for great resources and information.
Well, I love that. And again, thank you, John. Thank you, Gil. My heart goes out to you, Gil. Keep strong and be that best care partner that you can, and make sure that you're finding care partners for yourself too. And of course, for our listeners, go to www.parkinsons.org. And again, happy holidays, and thank you for sharing this really important message here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, joining me is Kai Walker. He is the head of Retirement Research and Inclusion Transformation and Bank of America. I love that, transformation. That just means, like, what are we transforming, right? And, of course, It's you know, beyond me to hear that fewer U.S. workers are prioritizing saving for their retirement following the year of economic uncertainty. And I'm sure that employees are shifting financial focus to, you know, short terms, of course, because the interest rates are really high for, you know, what, 4 months, 6 months. But I'm interested to really learn a little bit more. And of course, Kai serves as an executive business lead for retirement research and inclusion transformation. I love that. And of course, we're talking about Bank of America retirement and personal wealth. I love this. Kai, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Kim, thanks for having me. It's a joy to be here.
Yeah, talk to us. How is inflammation? You like that? It feels like inflammation, but inflation and the economy, everything is so uncertain right now over this past year, and it's impacted so many people. So talk to us about how can we put that certainty back in there?
Yeah, you are absolutely right. The impacts of inflation and what's going on economically, what we have found is really contributing to really just higher stress levels for the American worker. We do a research study called the Workplace Benefits Report. It's an annual study that we've done each year for the last 13 years. And this year's report found that American workers rate their financial wellness at 42%. That's the lowest rate since we began this research going back to 2010. And there's a few things that seem to account for this. One is that two-thirds believe that the cost of living is outpacing their growth in salary and wages. And as a result, what American workers are doing is that they're reprioritizing their finances. You mentioned this balance between short-term needs and longer-term goals.
Sorry, I got you going on that too. I got you tongue-tied. There you go. I love it. I mean, I feel so sorry for some of the families that have to feed. I have four children, you know, and I know, what it took. Like, you know, they'd be like, macaroni again, you know. Well, you know, you have to be creative with your financing as well as your, you know, raising your families, right?
You do. You really have to kind of balance both between those short-term goals and those longer-term needs. And what we're seeing in terms of this reprioritization that's going on, only 31% are prioritizing retirement, and that's down 45% since just last year. That represents a 14% percentage point decline in just 1 year alone. And the things that we're seeing them focus on instead are things such as paying off credit card debt. So when we asked through our survey last year, Where did that rank in sort of order of priority? 11% told us last year that, yes, it's a high priority for me to pay off credit card debt. This year, that number has risen to 16%, so a 5 percentage point increase in those focused on paying off credit cards. However, you know, one word of caution is that we're seeing only 45% saving specifically for healthcare expenses, both here in the now, as well as healthcare expenses in the future in retirement. And that's pretty concerning. And so what we would advise is that despite the economic uncertainty, despite the rise in inflation and all the concerns, it's critical that people continue to save for what's going to be life's biggest expense, and that's going to be retirement.
Okay. You know, that is really interesting. And for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, of course, again, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Kai Walker. He is the head of retirement and research inclusion from Bank of America. Do you have any tips for employees trying to balance retirement and health and food and care and family and all that? You know, I mean, I don't know why it feels so much harder now.
Yeah, it's a challenge, right? Balancing those short-term goals and those longer-term goals. You mentioned you have a family of four, I think you said, four children. I've come
Correct.
From a family
yeah.
of five with two in college.
Okay.
And so feeling that burden.
Yeah.
But there are things that we can do. And so the first thing I would suggest is, you know, fairly basic, but I think it's highly, highly important. And again, I can't stress it enough. And that is work with your employer to understand deeply what those benefit programs are that are offered to you as an employee. Oftentimes what we find is many employers these days are offering education programs such as webinars, in-person meetings, learning sessions, one-on-one consultations even that can help one in their financial journey. And then many are also offering things like websites, digital tools, online calculators. All these tools together will help you track your progress to your near-term goals and those future needs that you will have. And then further, I would say, it's worthwhile to perhaps seek out guidance from a financial professional. There are also external tools and calculators online that can help you determine how much you might need in retirement and other potential sources for retirement income. And then going back to the employer for a moment, many employers these days are offering something called employee assistance programs, or otherwise known as EAP programs. And these are just another great way to help you balance your responsibilities, both during the course of your career, but also in your personal life. So those EAP programs, employee assistance programs offered by your employer, are a great and valuable resource. And so I would encourage folks to check those out as well.
And, you know, great information. Kai, how do the employees find out about that? And how do the employers find out about that if they're listening right now and they're like, we don't offer that, but how we want to help our employers, you know?
Yeah, so I think there's a range of benefits that employers do offer. And I think the first step is just getting the awareness of what those programs are. So, you know, digging a little deep, go to your HR department, speak to your HR representative about all the programs that are offered to you and how you can best maximize those benefits on your behalf and on behalf of your family. You know, I mentioned
I love it.
A family of five, three of which are kids, two of which are in college. And so my oldest, who has since graduated, started his career. One of the things that I have stressed to him, his friends, and anybody else who would listen is to begin making contributions, for example, to your employer's retirement plan. You know, oftentimes that might be a 401k plan. Even if you start small, the accumulation of those contributions can go a long way to building your retirement nest egg. And further, oftentimes employers are offering matching contributions up to a certain level with respect to the contributions you make into the plan. And that represents kind of free money to you in immediate investment return on the contributions that you make. So we've talked about retirement. We've talked about retirement plans. The other thing to be mindful of again, as we saw in the data from our research, that people are perhaps not saving as much as they could towards healthcare costs, both here in the now and towards the future. Be mindful of that. As we all know, healthcare costs aren't going down. It's only becoming more expensive. And oftentimes your healthcare, your employer will offer a healthcare plan with another vehicle called a health savings account. That allows you to save in this particular account towards your healthcare expenses tax-free, and you can invest those savings as well in various programs within the HSA or health savings account and defer that for expenses in the future, so healthcare costs in the future. What we find is
No, I was saying really good information. No, Kai, I know that you are on the time strain, and I don't want to keep you over. So how do my listeners find out all this information? I love it. And we'd have to have you back so we can share more about what you're talking about.
Go to your HR department for your specific benefits available to you. But there's another great resource that is freely available. It's publicly available called bettermoneyhabits.com. That's bettermoneyhabits.com. Again, free for you and your family to provide access to resources, tools around all things financial wellness, from basic budgeting and saving for your household all the way through planning for retirement. That's buttermoneyhabits.com.
Kai, thank you so much, and you have a great rest of your day, and I would love to talk to you again. So, again, please join us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Thank you so much.
And let's bring our next guest on. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And, of course, joining me is Kennedy Chug, Lifestyle Influencer, and, of course, Jolie Abreu, and Regional Lasagna Love Leader. I've never heard of that, but I'm all like, can I get in line right now?
Sure.
I love lasagna, and I love good food. So, of course, what do fun football watch parties and holiday celebrations have in common? Of course, great food. I love that, and everyone deserves to enjoy it. But the truth is, not everyone gets that chance. And so I'm excited to talk with you ladies and to kind of learn a little bit about lasagna, your global nonprofit Lasagna Love. So talk to us a little bit, Jolie. Let's start with you. What exactly is Lasagna Love?
Sure. Lasagna Love, like you said, is a global nonprofit. It was started during COVID by a mom who saw a need in her community for families that were just looking for a warm home-cooked meal. She threw it out on social media and had lots of people take her up on the offer. So she started delivering hot lasagnas to people in need. And then other people saw what she was doing and wanted to get in there and help as well. And now we're a global nonprofit with over 48,000 volunteers.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. And it just came from somebody's love kitchen. I mean, how cool is that?
Exactly.
Kennedy, I know that there's a longstanding partnership involved here. Tell us about that and why you're sharing game day recipes with it.
Yeah, of course. So Lasagna Love and Ragu have partnered together to help connect those volunteers to people who need meals. And this partnership's really great. Ragu has a new kettle cook sauce that goes far beyond just lasagna, even though that is a delicious classic. But there's so many fun, easy recipes that you can put together for a game day or upcoming holiday event.
I love that. Do you have any recipes for us today, Kennedy?
Yeah, I have three that I'd love to talk about. The first is going to be perfect for game days or grab-and-go events. These are chicken parm lasagna bites. They have nice crispy edges, cheesy centers. So good. One of my favorites. Next up, we have a hot honey pepperoni pizza dip. And this is great for family get-togethers. You can really get in there and get a nice cheesy, crispy, flavorful bite. And I'm a big believer that dinner time can be quick, easy, and still be delicious. And so our last dish I want to talk about today is our Italian Sloppy Joe sliders. And these are packed with so much flavor. And they're also great for game days as well. Super delicious. And like I said, so easy to put together.
I love that. And Jolie, how does someone become a Lasagna Love volunteer in their local community?
Sure, yeah. People can go directly to the website, lasagnalove.org/volunteer, and sign up right there. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
I love this. And so do they make it in their own kitchen and you give them the recipe, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, people do cook in their own kitchen, so they're all mm-hmm. home cooks, and they can use whatever recipe they like. We have recipes on our, we have suggested recipes for our volunteers, or they can use whatever their favorite lasagna recipe is. Some of our volunteers have even branched out and are making more than lasagna right now.
Ah, I love that. And so for a family that maybe isn't so fortunate, or they don't have the means, or they don't have the funds, you could find a family and make this for them?
Yeah, so we work with lots of organizations to find families in need. And that need doesn't just have to be financial. People can have a need for a warm cooked meal for any reason, maybe a senior living by themselves, or a family that's dual career with kids in school, first responders. Any number of reasons that people can request a lasagna, they go right on the website to request that as well.
I love that. And I work with a lot of nonprofits and organizations. And even what popped in my mind is, you know, people that have somebody in the hospital and, you know, or is a caretaker and they're just driving back and forth and they never get a chance to make a meal. That would be a great one to really take under your arm and give them something yummy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Needs come in many shapes and forms.
I love it. I love it. Where do my listeners find out more about this and get a chance to be a part of it?
Sure. Well, lasagnalove.org is the main website. They can go there and get all the information.
All right. I love it. Ladies, thank you so much for bringing this here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I look forward to looking into this, and I'll share this.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Share our show, and again, have a happy holidays.
Bye.
Again, thank you so much for joining us. I hope that you got some golden nuggets from all my guests here. If you would like to be a guest, please reach out to me at 805-419-0008, or you can email me at kim@kpshow.org. And again, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. What if today we were grateful for everything? I hope that you just take a moment to really look at what you have in your life and how blessed you are. All right, we'll talk to you next week.